Why were you trying to do your best to upstage your good buddy tonight on a historic night for him?
Maybe a little bit, not going to lie.
No.
He had a great night. It's pretty exciting to see, so you know, you want to do that too.
Did you feel like maybe you had a night like this coming where you'd break out?
You never know. I mean, you hope for it. You work for it. You know, I feel like I've been playing some good hockey lately. It's gotten better and better. My defensive game was not good today. You know, I work hard, as hard as I can to continue growing as a player. And today I got rewarded for it.
Second goal where you maybe had a passing option but you took the shot, is that an example maybe of getting that shooter's mentality that I think you and the coach had talked about earlier in the year?
Who should have passed it to?
Oh, I thought there was maybe somebody off to the side, but
I didn't see. You know, I was coming down, got the pass from Wheels, who kept on skating, and Scheif went to, I don't know if he went to the net as well. But those two guys took four guys with them. I had a lane to skate in and shoot from the slot and took the shot. Went in, felt great, yeah.
How much do you attribute that offensive spark to being with Scheifele and Wheeler?
Well, obviously a lot. You know, they're great players. I mean, you look at the first goal, I bump it out to Scheif, who makes a cross-ice pass to Wheels, who finds me behind the guy back door. It's pretty exciting. I think if I'd be watching those games, I'd be pretty excited to see something like that. But you know, they're role models for me. You know, they work hard every single practice, every single game. You know, they get first to pucks, and that's what you want to do to help this team. Want to work as hard as your captains.
Is there still maybe a little bit of concern with how you're playing once you get a lead? You guys obviously had several leads tonight, and then once you're up by three, was it sitting back or a push by Chicago?
We don't want to sit back. That's not our game. It has never been our game. We got to talk about it. We've done it too many times now, and you know, today, fortunately, it went our way. But it's something we got to talk about. I'm not concerned about it because I know we're a good enough team to change this. So we just got to go out and do it. I wouldn't say all the way. I was trying to get there first, but. It's a move that me and Wheels talked about last year a lot. He told me to do exactly what Taves does when he comes down on a breakaway. And I've tried it in practice. And I think I've tried it maybe once since last year. I saw it was open, so I tried to put it there as quick as possible.
Can you touch a little bit on your hair and the design and what the importance of Hockey Fights Cancer to you?
It means a lot to me and my family. You know, I've had family. I have family going through it. You know, it's not just me. I think a lot of families out there are going through it or have gone through it and know the roller coaster you go through. You know, yesterday at my fundraiser, I had a lot of fun. You know, people came and you know, they didn't just come for me. They came to raise money for cancer, for the Canadian Cancer Society. So I'm really proud of what I was able to do with Saint yesterday. Means a lot to me. And I know it means a lot to the people that came yesterday and the people supporting this cause.
What does it feel like to be standing there and then see kids who've overcome and survived cancer in part thanks to donations and research?
You know, watching these kids and hearing their stories, seeing their smile walk in on the ice and off the ice, giving us fist bumps. for me, it was it was a little bit of I'm sure I'm not the only one who maybe had a little tear or, you know, watery eyes, but joy as well. You know, like looking at these kids smile after what they've gone through is I can't even imagine. So it was amazing to see them out there today. I'm glad they're good.
Sorry, where was your fundraiser yesterday?
Sorry?
Where was your fundraiser?
At Saint. The guy who cuts my hair. His barbershop is like right downtown, and it's called Saint. That's where I had it last night.
Okay. Yeah. Any idea how much was raised or how many?
Absolutely no idea yet. Okay. We're still trying to figure out. We made some hats and some long sleeves, and all the hats were sold out, so we're making some new ones and selling them, so we'll see.
Is it the first time you've done it, or did you do it in the
I've done the haircut for, this is my third year. But last year, we talked a little bit about making a little more out of it, because, you know, like I said before, a lot of people have had family go through it, and Scott, who I did this with and who cuts my hair, has gone through it as well, so... we thought about it, we did it, and it went amazing.